This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I wish I had your confidence. I wish I had your bravery to just step out in the world and be you. You already have this little thing in the back of your head that's telling you, no, you're not. And always remember that someone else's beauty does not take away from your own. How you do one thing is how you do everything. It is season two. Happy New Year, guys. Happy 2024. And welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi for season two. This is a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And I'm so excited to have you here to get loud together about topics that are not so much talked about on the internet. We talk all about confidence building, beauty standards. We talk to founders of brands, influencers, people in the space that have gone through struggles with their skin or their self-image and just became the best versions of themselves. So this is what this show is all about, empowering you to become the most confident version of you and create your own beauty standards. I am so excited to have you here and thank you for joining me for the first episode of season two. If you're new to the show though, make sure to catch up on season one. You know, although it was the first season, we did have many episodes, many amazing guests, and many topics that I covered that I still, you know, resonate with to this day. So definitely go check that out. And if you are watching or listening, you can find this podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. We go live. So thank you so much for joining me. If you're wondering, my voice is a little raspy today, which some of you on TikTok were like, I love your voice right now. I'm like, thank you. It's not real. I mean, it is real, but I got sick last week, which delayed this filming process a little bit, but it's okay. We're getting the episode up. But yeah, I got so sick. I haven't been that sick in a really long time. I was so sick and I'm feeling much better now. I'm basically like healed, but my voice is still a little bit gone. So you guys get raspy voice Lavi today for this episode, but I am very excited. I cannot believe it's been a year since I started this podcast. Like, where has time gone? And I took a little bit of a break there between season one and season two, but I am just so excited to be back talking with you guys. I feel like I did so much self-reflection in these past couple weeks, so I'm just so excited to just share everything, all my thoughts for this episode, and I think this is going to be a good episode. I wanted to start off season two of Loud Talk as a solo episode, start us off on a good note. We're going to be talking a lot about confidence and resolutions even, why your New Year's resolutions often don't work out. All of that today in today's episode, and really just how you can set yourself up to become the best version of you this year with lots of self-love, confidence, and just set yourself up to achieve your goals in the best possible way. I'm really excited for this episode, but first off, I just want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the show and allowing us to have a second season. I wouldn't, you know, be doing this without you guys, and if no one was listening, I mean, I love talking to a camera, don't get me wrong, but it really does mean a lot when you guys are listening and message me and let me know that you like the show. I am really, really excited about this season, and season one, I feel like, was kind of our trial season. You know, we had some ups and downs, you know, we changed locations like 50 times. Now we have like more of this really nice setup that I love. I love my little Loud Talk sign in the back. Make sure you're watching on YouTube to kind of see the whole look. Before we start, I have a little drinky here, a little ASMR moment. Ooh, yeah. Oh, I'm drinking a Joy Burst. They're like energy drinks, but they're green tea derived, so they're like a lot better for you, and they're only 100 milligrams of caffeine, and they're naturally flavored, zero sugar. This is not an ad, but Joy Burst, if you want to sponsor this podcast, let me know. But I love these. I've been drinking them quite a bit, especially during exam season that I had. These were like a must-have for me. But I want to give you guys some life updates before we really dive into this episode. I finished exams. I finished my fall semester. I have one more semester left. I have two more courses of my engineering degree, which is actually crazy. I'm almost done. And then I do have two more semesters for my business degree. But I'm just so happy to be so close. And final season was rough. I got very little sleep. But I did also start my fitness journey, a new fitness journey, which I'm going to talk about in this episode. I did get a fitness coach, which if you guys want a full episode on that, I could definitely do that. But her name's Laura. She is the founder of Lift Up Coaching, and I love her. Maybe I'll bring her on the podcast and we can chat, because she looks at fitness in such a beautiful way where she really just wants to empower women to feel their most confident selves rather than just like chasing after unrealistic beauty standards for their fitness goals. I love her. I've been loving my program, and that actually kind of kept me sane during final season because it put me in a routine. I was moving every day, I was working out every day, and I think that saved me then. Since I got sick, I've been totally out of routine, and I'm just like craving that back. So next week we're back into it. We're starting classes next week too, so we're just getting fully back into the routine. But that's kind of my updates there. I had a really nice holiday with my family other than getting sick. It was a much needed break though, and sometimes your body literally makes you take a break every once in a while when you get sick. So I did rest up, got lots of sleep, which I definitely needed. And I'm ready to get back into my routine though, and ready to be recording again and putting out content. So I'm really, really excited. Let's dive into this episode though, because I have a lot that we need to get through. I actually prepped a lot of notes for today's episode. I usually don't. I kind of just sit down with a topic in mind and then ramble for an hour. Or when I have a guest, like I'll have stuff prepared, but it's a lot of like conversation back and forth with the guest. So I find like it's not as like daunting if I don't have notes, but I do have notes for you guys today. So today we are going to be getting loud about 10 things that will up your confidence so much this year that will just make you the most confident version of yourself. And these are things that I have done that have worked on me. I get so many comments from you guys being like, I wish I had your confidence. I wish I had, you know, your bravery to just step out in the world and be you. And the thing is like, I did not always feel that way. I have struggled with my skin, with my self-image. I still struggle with it to this day. The thing is, I just have learned better how to, I don't even want to say control it, but take control over that feeling, because we all feel it, we're all human. But I've just found a lot of coping mechanisms and different practices that have helped me with my confidence. So I want to break them down for you guys in a nice little gift. This is my New Year's gift to you guys. I've wrapped it up really nicely in kind of some different thoughts here. So I want to start off by, talking about New Year's resolutions first, because I feel like a lot of us, every year, New Year's resolutions, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves in the sense of that we, you know, set these goals maybe, and then we go into it though with the intention and the mindset that we're going to fail. Because I see so many people, right, like January 1st, the whole like running joke of like the gyms are flooded January 1st because everyone's in the gym, everyone gets a gym membership. But like, I feel like so many people, the reason that that fails or doesn't stay consistent is because you go into it with the mindset that this is going to fail. I'm going to do this for a couple weeks and then I'm going to fall out of it. And then we know we'll do this again next year, and it's an endless New Year's resolution cycle with anything, any type of routine, eating healthy. And that's why I'm talking about this, because confidence plays a huge role in this as well. When you go into something and you're like, I'm going to be more confident in 2024, I am going to, you know, be this new me, just this better me, you already have this little thing in the back of your head that's telling you, no, you're not, because that's what you do every time. And it's breaking that cycle and setting goals with intention. I'm sure we've all seen so many mood boards lately of different things, or what are they called? I literally made one, like vision boards. I literally made a vision board, and I want to talk about it today as well. But so many people put, you know, like money, travel, nice luxury things, you know, hitting the gym, all these things. And it's like, yes, we put all these things that we see online that we think are going to bring us happiness and joy and build our confidence. But I really want you to start thinking about your intention. And that's going to be a key word of this podcast, is what is your intent? What is your intention with the goals that you are setting on your vision board or on your list or what your New Year's resolutions? Because I think intention is so important. You know, why are you setting these goals for yourself? How is this going to actually make you happier or become a better person? Because, okay, yeah, we all love, you know, money and nice things and blah, 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 and traveling. But like, what is the reason why that would bring you happiness? And this is going to clarify a lot of things for you. Because if your goal in the new year is to clear your skin or get skinnier or whatever it is, you know, lose weight, I don't think that thing is actually going to make you happy. It's the journey, it's the routine, it's the growth that you get during that journey that is actually going to make you happy. For example, with a fitness routine, you know, getting stronger might make you happier. Having a balanced diet, it will give you more energy, which will actually help with your mood and your happiness. But getting, you know, to a certain pant size isn't going to make you happier. You know, you think that it will, but I'm telling you right now, because I've gone through it, it's not. I hear so many people say, like, I will be happy when my skin is clear. I will do this and I'll travel and I'll do this and this and this when my skin is clear. When I reach this goal, right? We buy clothes that don't fit us because we're trying to reach a certain goal. And it's like, I can promise you right now, reaching that in itself is not what's going to make you happy. Reaching a certain amount of income isn't what's going to bring you just happiness all of a sudden, when if you are so miserable in yourself. It's the journey of maybe achieving that income through your passion or what you love or what you pour all your energy and heart into. And that is what I'm saying when I speak about intention. I want you to have intention this year. That should be your number one goal. And I put that on my vision board. I literally wrote out, printed in all caps, intention. And I put that on my board because I think it is so important to work and move through life with intention.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Of what your heart desires and what actually brings you happiness, but you really have to sit down with yourself and really deep dive, like, what actually makes me happy and what would actually bring me joy? And that in itself also leads to your confidence. So I actually did an episode with someone I love on social media. Her name is Sean. She will be coming on the podcast, hint hint, for season two. We did already record that episode, but it is coming out after this one. But something she said in that episode stuck with me and I can't stop thinking about it. She said, how you do one thing is how you do everything. That phrase, I've never had a phrase resonate with me so much, because that fully encapsulates everything that I think, you know, in terms of my work ethic and how I approach life. Because so many people ask me, how are you able to balance all these things. How are you able to, you know, find this confidence, have this drive to become better? And it's because how we do one thing is how we do everything. How I approach my social media is the same way I approach my fitness journey. I had this talk with my coach too, because she was like, Lavinia, you're smashing it during final season. Like, if you can keep up with your workouts and your meal prepping and tracking and everything like that now during finals, you're gonna have no problem doing this during the rest of the semester. And I told her this exact phrase that I learned from my friend Sean: how you do one thing is how you do everything. And she loved it too. And let's say you've never had any drive to work out, or any drive to do a certain project or whatever it is in your life, that you, or start a business, whatever. And all of a sudden you're like, hey, 2024 is here. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to go to the gym every day. I'm going to do this. This is like, do you have any of those patterns in your life right now? Do you have any of those, you know, habits and structure that you're setting, and discipline for yourself and motivation? Like, it's not just going to come out of nowhere. And if you are negative about your work life, your personal life, your appearance, your friendships, your relationships, what makes you think that all of a sudden you're going to wake up and just be positive? You know, like, you have to do that work of looking and being like, okay, I want to change this and this and this. Like, I'm going to set these habits and daily work on them and grow them. But we set these intentions and New Year's resolutions knowing that we're going to already fail, because how we do one thing is how we do everything. So I really just want you to think about that and how it applies to your life, because I think it's really, really important in setting your goals for 2024. And even in this episode where I'm talking about how to build your confidence, you know, it all sounds fine and great. Like, I'm like, I'm going to teach you how to be confident today, but you have to make that choice. You have to build your intention, and you have to really think, is this how I do everything in life? Is this how I approach everything in life? And if not, how am I going to get there? And how am I going to change that aspect of myself, which we've talked about in the past? I had an amazing episode, I think it was episode 38 with Leah, where we talked about flipping from a negative to a positive mindset. That's a great one if you're struggling with that. That's a great episode, episode 38. But that is the first step. What are my intentions with my goals with myself? What are my intentions with my personal goals to become my most confident self, to become my best self? Because that's what this is all about. It's about just feeling good and feeling happy in your own and being comfortable in your body. And so many of us feel so uncomfortable in our bodies, uncomfortable in our skin every time we look in the mirror. And I just want you to get to a place where you just feel a little bit more comfortable with yourself, which is because, you know, at the end of the day, people always say, I know it's cliche, but like, you only have you, and you live with yourself the rest of your life. So you need to be able to learn how to love yourself and make yourself happy, or else this whole journey of life that is so beautiful is just gonna feel so miserable. So it's so important to do this growth. But my first question to you to start this off is, why are you not confident in your looks? What about your looks deprives you of that feeling of confidence? Is it your skin? Is it your hair? Is it your eyebrows? Is it your nose? Is it your lips? Is it your body? Like, you know, your hip dips, your stomach, your curves, like, what is it that makes you not confident? And if it helps, write it down as you're listening to this. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, write all the things that when you look in the mirror, what doesn't make you confident? What is stopping you from feeling confidence? And beside those things that you write down, I want you to say if it's something you can change within the next 5 minutes, okay? That's the first thing. Because I'm going to tell you right now, almost all, everything you probably wrote down, no, you cannot change within 5 minutes, or probably you already would have. Next, though, is it something that you can change in general? Like your hair, you know, you can change your hair. Your nose, yeah, you can go get a nose job. Your lips, yeah, you can go get filler. So yes or no, is it something that you can change or not? Now, of course, there's an asterisk with this point, because, for example, one of my biggest insecurities was always my skin, my acne. And yes, I can change that. I can, in theory, clear my acne, but it's not like an overnight process. And a lot of people condemn me because they're even like, oh, well, you can just take Accutane, right? Like, and it's like, yes, but even that, if I did that, it would take time. It's not 100% that my acne would go away. Actually, I'm pretty confident that it would not work for me. And there's a lot of side effects that I'm not willing to take on. So that's the next thing. Is it something you can change? With an asterisk, maybe. And then, are you willing to change that thing? Because this is the question you really have to start to ask yourself. For me, Accutane wasn't even something maybe I considered it a little bit, but I was pretty strong on the fact that the side effects and the potential downsides of it were so much more like heavy in my hand than having clear skin was worth it for me. So that's the next thing I want you to evaluate. How far are you willing to go, right? If you don't like your nose and you are so okay with plastic surgery or, you know, maybe getting like filler or whatever people do for that, like if that is something you are willing to do and you know that this thing is going to help you and just bring you more happiness because you want your nose to look a certain way, I mean, do what you want, right? For me, I always got told, especially online, that my lips were too small. There are many times that I considered getting filler, but the consequences, potential side effects of filler as it migrates, or maybe it gives you that more of like a duck lip effect that I personally don't really like. I was like, actually, this is not something that I really want. I don't really like that look on me, and I wouldn't get filler personally. Not shaming anyone who gets filler. I know I feel like nowadays you have to like really be careful about what you say online and be so cautious, but truly, I don't care if you get filler. If you love that and that's what brings you joy, do it. But that's what I'm saying, like you really have to be the judge of that yourself and be like, is this something I'm willing to do to change that thing that's making me upset and not confident in myself? If not, well, guess what, if you're making the choice that you're not gonna, you know, go and change it right away, then you have to start working on, okay, so I'm not gonna be changing this thing, I do need to change my mindset towards it then. If it's your body, okay, is it something you can change? Like for me, yeah, I have personal goals with my body, aesthetic-wise, in my fitness journey. My fitness journey, for the most part, is mostly for actual health reasons that I'm doing this. But along the way, yes, my body is going to change and look a certain way. I'm not motivated by that, which in the past I really, really was. That's definitely changed. I have a way healthier perspective with that, which I can do a full episode on that if you guys want. I would love to dive into that with my coach as well. Maybe I'll have her on for that. I think that would be a good idea. But, you know, if there's something you want to lose weight, right? Let's say. And yes, that is something for the most part that most people can change. But are you willing to actually change it? Are you willing to be consistent with a workout routine and your diet? Because diet makes up so, so much of your body changing. Like I've learned that so quickly with my fitness routine here, is like 80% of it is actually my diet and what I'm eating, what I'm fueling my body with, which is so crazy to learn about. And it's actually really, really amazing to learn about. I keep running off a tangent into my fitness journey. I do need to do an episode on that because I've learned so, so much. And it's really helped with my confidence too, and just the journey. Like my body hasn't even changed that much. Like I'm not even looking at my body in the mirror to be like, oh yeah, I'm getting my goals, blah, blah, blah. It's literally how I feel like inside every time I hit a workout or every time I just am eating food that actually fuels my body and feels good. Like I'm not getting stomach aches and headaches and I'm not feeling like tired and lethargic. It's like, it's crazy. But anyways, I'm going off random tangents here. Well, not random, but you guys know what I mean. I need to get back to my list that I have here. But is that something that you're willing to change? If not, how are you going to start living with it? Because you can't sit in this place where you're stuck of like, I hate this thing, but I don't want to change it. So if you don't want to change it, what can you do to start accepting and loving it and looking at the mirror and being like, this is a part of me and I love me, you know, like just being more kind towards yourself and not criticizing that thing that you are not wanting to change. You know what I mean? So the next thing that I want to give you here is a huge reality check. Your looks may not make you more happy or confident. And that's the reality of it. And so much of us put so much pressure on our looks and our appearance to fuel our happiness and confidence. But the truth is, very little times does that actually do that. And I'm going to say very little times because I've seen it. I have friends who, you know, have gotten nose jobs or filler and they're just genuinely, they like their appearance more. It's like they see it though almost as if like they just bought like a new coat or a new sweater or a new outfit or a new dress that they love or a purse. And it just like adds to their appearance and they're like, I love how this makes me look. That is different. But there's so much more internal work that you have to do alongside of that to be able to get to that place where you just see it as an addition to your beauty, you know? And I really learned that with my journey with my skin, because so many of us have that mindset that getting clear skin tomorrow is what's going to make us confident, or getting skinny tomorrow is what's going to make us confident, whatever that thing is for you. And for me, I was always in this mindset that if I just woke up with clear skin, I'd be unstoppable. I would be so confident. I'd be able to just go out into the world and do my thing. I would be more confident on the internet. I would get more views on my videos because my skin was clear, blah, blah, blah. Like, that was my mindset. I will have more success and be more happy and confident if my skin was clear. And the funny thing is life works in really funny ways, and I had the clear skin of my life while I was on hormonal birth control, where I was probably at an all-time low with my confidence and just my, like, mental health in general. I felt...
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Really lost myself, and that was from, like, physical appearance to, like, professional work, everything. I just felt really lost. And yes, it was probably a huge factor of that was the hormones, because they alter you. They alter you in ways that we do not even know. And I want to do an episode on that as well. I know I keep getting inspired. I need to write these down during this. But yeah, so that was a place in my life where I was really, really low. And after I got off the birth control, that's when I kind of started feeling like myself again. And actually gaining more confidence. But along this journey is when my skin started getting the worst it has ever been in my whole life. Like, I mean, every part of my face was filled with acne. And it was crazy. Like, I've never had that much acne. And I would say I've never looked like that bad. I want to, you know, I'm putting quotations around that because obviously it was a lot. Like, you would see me and it was just like full of acne. And this is when I really started leaning into posting about my journey. And I was so dedicated to posting acne positivity videos that me saying I love my skin and showing up online and showing my real skin pushed me out of that mindset, because I was kind of forced to have accountability online of sharing my journey, that telling myself every single day in a video, like telling other people, because that's what I was doing. I was telling you guys, you know, you're beautiful no matter how your skin looks, blah, blah, blah. You know, your skin does not determine your beauty, all of this. I was also telling myself that while making these videos. And it was really that fake it till you make it mindset that actually helped me grow my confidence exponentially. So this is why I bring this up, is I was able to build my confidence at an all-time high during a time where my skin looked the furthest away that I ever thought would actually bring me confidence. And now as my skin's clearing, I catch myself where I'll get a pimple and I'll instantly, like, you know, feel that drop in happiness and confidence. And I'll be like, oh, I don't like how I look right now. I don't want to leave the house without makeup, blah, blah, blah. And then I have to remind myself, I have to take myself back to that really low point where my skin was at its worst, but my confidence was at an all-time high, and remind myself, like, hey, that Lavi did not let her acne stop her from leaving the house or stopped her from, you know, showing up every day. And that is what keeps me going now. And it's so crazy that, you know, it was almost like the closer I got to my goal of clear skin, the further away I got from being confident. And I'm not saying, like, I want acne now to feel confident, but I do have to take my mind back to how I felt during that time, because it's, although it was really, really difficult, you really do hit rock bottom and then there's nowhere but up to go. And that's what happened with my confidence when I was really, really suffering with my skin. And now I do find myself doubting my confidence here and there when my skin is clear, because I'm so used to it being more clear that when I do break out, I'm like, oh no. But I just have to remind myself, like, you've been through this, you've got this, this has nothing to do with you as a person, your self-worth, and there's no reason why you still can't be confident in yourself and show up for yourself, even if your skin's going through something. And that's when you need it most. That's when you need to show up for your skin the most. This happened to me recently during final season, because my skin always flares up because of stress. And my skin was so, so inflamed. And I was like, you know what? What I need right now is to show myself love, is to show myself confidence, show myself that I can get through this, and that giving myself that self-care is what's going to heal my skin even more. That's exactly what I did. And all of those flare-ups went down like within a week. So it's really, really about mindset. And now I want to get into like some things that really helped me during that time. Obviously, I talked about posting on social media. That kind of helped me, kept me accountable because I had a community. And not only that, I had people that I got to speak to that were going through very similar things. So it's really, really great to talk about these things. It's really great to be open about them and find people in your circle that maybe are struggling with the same thing, because that's when we really notice that nobody is really paying attention to us other than like ourselves. And I know, like, obviously people notice my acne, people make comments about my acne online and even in person, but were they thinking about me before they went to bed? Like, was my acne what was keeping them up at night? I doubt it. So even if they said things about my acne or noticed in the spot, because I'll never tell you guys, no one will notice your acne, it's all in your head, because that's the worst thing you want to hear when you're struggling with acne, because you're like, I'm not dumb, I can see it in the mirror, obviously people can see it too. Even if I put makeup on, you see my texture underneath. Like, it's not that no one can see it. It's just no one's thinking about it in the middle of the night except you. And there's this trending sound on TikTok right now that I absolutely love. That's like, I can't remember going to a beach and someone's body being so memorable that I like can't get it out of my mind. That is literally it. As we go out into this world and we have this fear of judgment, that people are constantly judging us. And maybe they are. Maybe they are in that moment, but I can tell you right now, 5 minutes after you leave, they cannot remember whether where you had a pimple, where you held your weight, like whatever it is, no one is thinking about you that much that it is, you know, storming their brain after your interaction. And I think that's what's really important to remember, is it's not that like you're the only one noticing these things about yourself. Maybe other people are too, but they're not thinking about them. And everyone has their own things that they're thinking about when it comes to themselves that keeps them up at night. So like, we're constantly so worried about what other people think, but really we should just be worrying about what we think and how we can train our brain to think differently, because you can't change other people. I can't change the thousands of hate comments I get online, people telling me I'm ugly and whatever, but I can change how I react to them and change how I think about myself, because now I don't look at myself in the mirror and agree with those comments. You know, I have a different sort of self-love for myself that go above those comments, which has helped me that when I get negative comments, I react to it the same way that they spent 5 minutes, you know, analyzing me and like making fun of me. I read their comment, look at it for 5 minutes, and I'm like, whatever, moving on, you know? So I did a whole episode about this, of how to handle negative energy, and I called it energy, energy out. That is a really important concept that I think really, really helped me with my confidence. In just really realizing that someone's comment or someone noticing you, like if they took 2 seconds to just observe a physical thing about you, you know, acknowledge it and move on. Don't let it keep you thinking, because they are definitely not thinking about it and letting them keep themselves up at night. They're probably just staying up thinking about their own worries and struggles and insecurities. So don't take it to heart is what I'm really trying to say. So next thing I want to talk about is daily routine. I think daily routine plays such a big role in our confidence, and you really have to stay dedicated to it. You have to think of it as any type of goal you're trying to reach. You know, let's say you're in school and you have to go to class every single day, and your goal is to make sure you're waking up and going to class every day. With your confidence journey, you have to treat it the same, where you wake up, you are confident. You are telling yourself you're confident, and it's really mind over matter. And it's not, I say this a lot, confidence isn't a personality trait. It's a habit that is built. And how many days does it take to build a habit? What, 28 days or something like that? Well, you're going to have to be showing up 28 days in a row. Some days you might be faking it more than others, but that's what's going to build. And then all of a sudden, you're just going to wake up and you're just going to be like, yeah, I am that bitch. I am confident, you know? But it's going to take time, and it's not going to happen overnight, and there's going to be days where you're not confident. I get those days still to this day. But then I like have to snap out of it quickly, and I'm like, nope, I got this, you know? But it does take time to train the brain in that way, but a routine can definitely help with that. And I find taking time for yourself and becoming more comfortable with yourself, looking at yourself, being with yourself is so important in this confidence journey. For me, one thing that really helps is taking time with my skincare. Ditch the magnifying glass mirrors though, because those can just literally make yourself pick yourself apart, like physically and literally, by like picking at your skin and every pore that's on your face. But taking time to your skincare. If you have, if you struggle with skin picking and, you know, doing your skincare and getting all up in there and popping every pimple and then you walk out of the bathroom and your like face is all bloody, I recommend doing your skincare from bed. I do this at night. I'll pour myself a glass of tea. I'll go to my bed, put on a show, and I'll have my products like right beside me on my nightstand. And I'll do my skincare without a mirror, because you don't really need a mirror to apply like serums and moisturizers and stuff. But that way I don't have a mirror. I don't have anything to like nitpick myself on. But I'm still spending time touching my face, admiring my features, you know, going over my cheekbones and my eyebrows and my eyes, and taking the time to give my skin that love, because skincare is a form of self-love. You know, you're taking the time to take care of your skin, even if you have acne. You're taking care of your skin, and those 10, 15 minutes of just that little therapy session with your skin is so, so important. And having that routine every day has really helped me. And yeah, ditching the mirror. Like if the mirror doesn't help you, get rid of it. You don't need it to do your skincare anyways. You just apply your products and yeah, feel a lot better. The second thing is like having the daily routine of just taking care of yourself and feeling good is so, so true. Some people say like wearing makeup to the gym helps them feel more confident and lift better. If that's what helps you, do it. I personally don't, because I get so sweaty in my face area, so I never do that. But it was hard for me at first to show up to the gym bare face when my skin was full of acne. So what I would do is make sure the rest of me felt good and put together, because acne can make us feel like we're like dirty and not clean. So I would do my skincare before. I'm like, I know my face is clean and I am taking care of my skin. I put on a gym outfit that I loved. I would do my hair in a cute way. And yeah, like you do feel better. And it's not just about your skin, like if you're breaking out or your body, it's just about the overall appearance. And putting on an outfit or doing your hair or doing your makeup in a way that makes you feel good is so crucial. And that helped me so, so much just in that daily routine. So I'd really recommend that. Next thing I want to talk about is working towards what your heart leads you to. So I talked a lot about this. I got this from my friend Leah, which I had on the podcast, as I mentioned, episode 38, but she sent me a text on New Year's, I believe, or no, it wasn't a text. I posted on my Instagram story, what type of content do you guys want to see this year, asking all of you guys, and she replied to it, and she said something about, like, whatever your heart leads you to, and that really resonated with me. Because I was like, yeah, like I should be doing work and making content that, you know, makes my heart feel full, and it's where my heart leads me. And this goes back to the whole notion of intention that I talked about earlier, is do what makes you proud. Work every single day towards what makes you proud and what truly brings you happiness. And this will in turn up your confidence. 100%. I think social media plays such a big role in this, because we go online, we see all these things and we're like, okay, I need to work towards buying that bag or that car, and this is what will make me happy. But that's not what your heart is truly desiring, you know? Instead, like, you could be working towards like a trip you really want to go on, or just time with your family, or whatever brings you joy. And yeah, sometimes it is buying things. Like, I can't say that I don't get joy of sitting down doing my makeup with new products. Who doesn't? You literally have to be crazy if you don't love doing that. But work towards what makes your heart happy and produce things that make you proud of your work, and that will in turn help your confidence. I know a lot of us sometimes struggle with being recognized for our hard work, because, you know, people will say, this is so amazing and whatever, and we have a hard time accepting that and telling ourselves that, like, I did this, I earned this. But do things that make you proud and work on that with yourself to be like, this made me happy and proud. I should be proud of this work. And that will up our confidence in that work and allow us to speak more confidently about what we do. So I really love that from Leah, and I definitely wanted to mention it to you guys as well. The next category I want to touch on is fitness. What I've learned so much with my coach these past few weeks is doing what makes you feel good and taking away the pressure of beauty standards from it, because this is what resonated with me the first time I talked to her, and that's why I signed up for her program, is because she really talked about, okay, what are your goals and how can we transform them into like healthy everyday habits rather than like chasing a standard. And if you have like aesthetic looks to your goal, like if you're trying to be a bodybuilder or whatever, that's totally fine. But make sure you just have that healthy relationship with it where it's like I'm working towards something, not because I hate myself, but because I want to achieve this goal and I'm learning and I'm like walking this beautiful journey along the way. And, you know, like for me, I go online, I see all these girls running and they're like doing these sprints and they look like so good while doing them. I hate running, okay? I hate running, but that doesn't mean there's other fitness things that I don't love. I love swimming, for example, and I've picked up swimming. Is it aesthetic? No. Do I look super cute in my swim cap and goggles and my like one-piece swimsuit? No. But it makes me happy, and that's what's important. And it's not about like what I'm seeing on social media of what I should be doing for my workouts and blah, blah. I'm doing what makes my heart happy and what makes my body feel good. And that's what's so important. Running does not make my body feel good. I'm sorry. I know some people love it and I get it. I get how you can love it. Like I understand that. But for me, my knees hurt, my shins hurt. I literally feel like I'm going to throw up blood every time. And as a hormonal imbalanced girly, high intensity workouts like that are not always the best for me. So swimming, walking, my walking pad has been amazing. And that movement has actually helped my confidence mentally and physically and all of that. So do what makes you feel good and remove that pressure of social media of like, this is what everyone else is doing, I should be doing that. No, do what makes you feel good and what makes you, what fits with your body and what fits with your routine and just brings you that joy. Because for some people, like I was talking to one of my friends about this, lifting and going to the gym, which I love to do, makes her feel miserable. So why would she put herself through that when she can spend that time doing workouts and activities and whatever that makes her body feel good, like sports, for example, right? So like, find what makes you feel good. And I want to talk about intention a bit here too with goals. Is like some of the fitness goals that I set for myself are goals of sleeping. I actually put on my vision board 3,000 hours of sleep because that is just over 8 hours a night. And yeah, that is with my fitness and nutrition goals, because if I'm not getting enough sleep, I get sick like instantly and then I can't perform, right? So like getting the sleep is so, so essential for me and makes me feel better. So I put that on there. I put swimming on there. I put more grocery shopping because when I eat the foods that are right for my body, I miraculously feel so much better. So I have intention this year to fuel my body with the foods that make me feel good. And I set up, you know, a program that works for me because I am okay to like track and meal prep during the week when I'm in school. But on the weekends, I'm out and about a lot. I have a lot of meetings. And I was like, you know what? On the weekends, I'm going to just eat whatever I want. That's what works for me. And that's the thing, just setting goals that work for yourself in your like, you know, fitness, health journey, whatever it is. And that will also help with your confidence when you're just doing things that make you feel good inside and out. And with that, you know, I did talk about the social media pressure there, but I think we could all benefit from a social media purge in 2024, because so much of our confidence that lacks comes from comparison of ourselves online, comparison, you know, on the street. But the thing is, like, when you compare yourself to like when you're walking about in real life, it's not the same as on social media, because on social media we see these snapshots of people's life and we instantly think, oh, I should be doing that, I should be doing this, I should be doing this, why don't I look like that, all these things. And it's so, so toxic to your brain. It actually has such a huge effect. And I'm curious, you know, in as the years go by, the studies that will come out on how social media has impacted our brains, our self-esteem, our confidence, all of that, and just spiked insecurity in us. And one thing that I learned from my friend here on social media, Angelina, is about a social media purge, where she said she unfollowed everybody that was just bringing her unhappiness and bringing her that toxic feeling of comparison. And she only followed people that made her feel good, that made her feel more confident, that fueled her positivity, and that made her just feel better. Like, and we don't realize it sometimes because it's so subconscious. Like, we're just scrolling, and we think like, oh, I'm following this person because I love their content. But does it really like make your heart feel good? Really think about that. So do a social media purge. You know, and always remember that someone else's beauty does not take away from your own. Just because someone is beautiful and has certain things and features that you don't have, doesn't mean that you're not also beautiful. They are just beautiful in their way, and you are beautiful in your way, and that's just it. So always remember that, and yeah, do a social media purge. And let's say it's people that you want to support, but like, if it's not helping you, like, it's no hard feelings. You know, it's no hard feelings, just like, do a purge to anyone that, you know, makes you feel that comparison and that like negative feeling. Just purge it out. Trust me, it'll make you feel so much better. I touched on this a little bit earlier on, but fake it till you make it. This goes with so many things in life, but especially confidence. Fake it till you make it, and you will feel so much better one day when you actually just actually feel it. Like, you will make it. I promise you, I've been there, but you have to just stick to it. And on the days that you are feeling low and not confident, set yourself up to feel more confident the next day. Do some self-care that night. Work on a project that inspires you. Look for people in your community or on social media that inspire you, and set yourself up so that you just feel 1% better tomorrow. That is always the goal, because confidence is not like this, like, you reach confidence and you're confident forever and blah, blah, blah. No, it's something you work on every day. But if you can just feel a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better, you will feel so, so much better about yourself and have that unbreakable confidence that even on days where you feel low, it's still, that baseline is still there, but it takes time to build that up for sure. Like, tell yourself how you want to feel. You know, I want to feel good in my skin. Okay, so when you look in the mirror, you will not say negative things about yourself. And if you start to do that, have the control. If your mind is rambling on, remember, okay, I don't have control over this aspect, but I can take myself away. Remove yourself from the mirror. I can't control my acne, right? Like, day to day. I can't control if I break out tomorrow morning. To an extent, right? Because sometimes, like, I eat foods that trigger my acne and I know I'm going to break out. But let's say, to an extent, I can't control my scarring, for example. That's something I really just can't, like, get rid of tomorrow. But I can control how I let it affect me. And that is something that's so important to remember. Control how it lets you affect you and work on that part of it. And once you realize the control that you do have, because you do have control over your happiness, because a lot of it is so much about mindset. Even if you're in a shitty situation, even if you're going through something that's so, so bad, you have power over your mind. But so many of us spiral and tell ourselves, no, I don't have control over any of this. You do. You have control over your thoughts. And the power of the mind is so, so important. I think I need to do an episode, you know, unraveling that. But I think that's where I'm going to end off this episode. Thank you so much, everyone. Everyone listening, for getting loud with me. Episode 1 of Loud Talk with Lavi. I think this episode encompassed so many of my thoughts recently. But if there's anything in here that you want me to deep dive even more on and do like more dedicated episodes, let me know, because there's a lot we can do in season 2 and I just want your input, and I want you guys to get episodes that also inspire you. So let me know what you want to hear from me. But thank you so much for getting loud with me. Remember that you can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms. We post every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok as well for more of like the short highlight reels and all of that at Loud Talk with Lavi. And that is it for episode 1 of season 2. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today. And remember to stay loud, stay positive, and most of all, stay your confident self in 2024. Thank you so much for joining me, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.